The debate boils down to Donald Trump. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The scoring consensus for last night's debate seems to be that Romney dominated, Obama showed up, and if you make your living in the artificial yellow feather business, update your resume. But we also learned a few things. For example, contrary to his pre-debate image, Romney promised not to cut the overall amount of tax revenue coming into the government.
And to do that, that also means I cannot reduce the burden paid by high-income Americans.
Absolutely no tax cuts for the rich.
But I do want to reduce the burden being paid by middle-income Americans.
Middle-income Americans. In particular, he would reduce the burden on owners of small businesses. But wait, says Obama, I cut taxes on 97% of small business owners. Not good enough, says Romney, because you leave out the 3%.
But those businesses that are in the last 3% of businesses happen to employ half of all the people who work in small business. Those are the businesses that employ one quarter of all the workers in America.
So now it's about the 3%, to which Obama says, true, I do leave out the top 3% of small businesses.
But under Governor Romney's definition, Donald Trump is a small business.
And Romney didn't contradict him. So what this boils down to is Donald Trump and the 3% are the key to the economic recovery. And Obama would raise their taxes while Romney would not. And by the way, the idea that Jim Lehrer was part of a liberal plot to help the president, come on, nice try. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.